It's such an interesting question. Who do we say Jesus is? Probably from the earliest moments that we began learning about the faith, we were told that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus was present in the Blessed Sacrament, and that Jesus went about during his time on earth healing and performing miracles and challenging people to become closer to God. It hardly even feels controversial today to say that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. So familiar have we gotten with Jesus as the Son of God. But how difficult it must have been for Peter. He had come to believe that Jesus was the Christ, the one sent by God, only to discover that Jesus Christ wasn't what he thought it would mean to be sent by God as the Messiah. Rather than a victorious military leader, Jesus was one who was going to be rejected. He was going to be killed. Hardly the biographical hope for someone who was supposed to restore the rule to Israel. Such an important thing. It was easy for Peter to say that Jesus was the Christ, but not so easy for Peter to live the implications of what he said. And how true can that be for us? It can be easy to say that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, until something difficult comes along. Maybe we're challenged in our beliefs, and we're afraid to speak what we really and truly think about something. Understandably, in an age where even the smallest issue seems to create great division among people. Or maybe it's the case that, yes, we believe that Jesus is the Christ, but we don't really want to make many changes in our life as a result. It's not easy to be a Christian. We've heard over this past week in terms of the readings for daily Mass that what we're expected to do is quite difficult. Love enemies and pray for persecutors. Turn the other cheek. And today in the second reading, we understand it's not enough just to say we care about the poor. We actually have to care about the poor. We have to feed people when they are hungry. We have to give them drink. We have to treat them well. But how hard is that for us when we have legitimate fears? You see, some of the poor are mentally ill. They're not easy always to love. Some of the people that are in the greatest need come from very dangerous places in the world. And we worry that they might harm us. Still others are difficult to care for because they're not terribly appreciative of what is done for them. And these are the basic needs that we're called just to help people with. It's even more difficult if we're talking about creating the kinds of opportunities where everybody, regardless of where they're born on this planet, has the opportunity to succeed, to be fed, to have the things that human beings deserve. Wrapped up in this answer to the question, who is Jesus? Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Is a statement that demands that we change our way of life. I know that if I am truly going to say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then I have to repent. Because I don't always live like I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I can be selfish or arrogant. I can be impatient. I can find it difficult to get along with people that I know I love, even though it's hard. Who do you say that Jesus is? And what are you willing to do when you answer that question?